Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 28, 2014, and today we continue our discussion that we started last Monday, Memorial Day, about the veteran scandal in which many, many veterans across the country are left on a waiting list, a secret waiting list, waiting for treatment, sometimes for more than a year. 40 of these veterans supposedly died on that list. At least 40, we are told now. Who wants to care? Who wants to do anything about it? Well, everybody needs more time. The president says he needs more time to investigate. General Shinseki, the head of the Veterans Administration, says he needs more time to investigate. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says he needs more time to investigate. The Senate Democrats say they need more time. They might hold hearings eventually, they say. Well, the veterans don't need any more time. They've got all the time they need. Some of them years of waiting to get treatment for the conditions that they have. 40 of them waited all the way to death. They have all the time that they need already gone past. Somebody needs to do something to fix this problem. Well, that is the view of the Senate Democrats who are campaigning for the Senate. Those already in the Senate, they are strongly in Shinseki and President Obama's camp. They say that, no, he doesn't need to go. He just needs time to investigate. But the people out there on the campaign trail, the ones out there in touch with the people, say that he should resign. They think by having General Shinseki resign, it would take pressure off them and pressure off the president. These are things that are going on right now. In the meantime, we see that the House passed by a vote of 390 in favor the VA Reform and Accountability Bill, passed the U.S. House with 390 votes earlier this week. Even Senator Harry Reid said the bill was not unreasonable. But Senator Bernie Sanders said no, he says it was unreasonable. He says he blocked it, would not let it come to a vote in the Senate, and he said he would hold a hearing within a few weeks. How many more veterans will die on the waiting list before then? No one is held accountable. No one gets fired. Well, it turns out that there are several whistleblowers all across the country, and they say that they blew the whistle because of deep concerns about what they saw happening. Many of them claim that action has been taken against them because they blew the whistle about what was going on in their various veterans clinic. I want to bring your attention to a black Democrat congressman from Georgia. This man's name is David Scott. He is a representative from the 13th District of Georgia, as I said, an African-American Democrat. He has a video of him speaking on the floor of the U.S. House, which is worth your time. It takes 3 minutes and 15 seconds of your day. You should Google David Scott's House speech about the veteran scandal. It is worth your time, folks. This is a Democrat, and it is a very, very fine speech given by a great orator. He says that he respects General Shinseki. He respects him. He respects his service. But the buck stops at the top, he says. The buck stops at the top. This happened on his watch. He says that 20 suicides per day are happening on General Shinseki's watch. 20 veteran suicides per day. Well, I would tell the congressman that it's actually a little bit higher than that. He says in Atlanta, in his district, he went to the VA hospital in Atlanta to investigate the fact that 4 soldiers committed suicide actually in the hospital. He went to investigate that, and he asked them, he said, are there any more? Are there any more suicides? And they said no, but they lied to his face. There was more. This happened on General Shinseki's watch, he said, and they covered it up. They covered up what was happening. This pattern, he says, has been going on since General Shinseki has been the chairman. That's been 5 years, by the way, folks. He says, I respect him. I respect his service. But under his watch, 40 soldiers died because they couldn't get service. He goes on to say, our veterans are the heart and soul of this country. They are precious. Well, Congressman, I appreciate that thought. They are precious. But they're not precious to the president or the people who run the Veterans Administration. Representative Scott says, I was disappointed with President Obama. There was no urgency in his speech. He said, Mr. President, we need you to roll up your sleeves and get into these hospitals. Boy, that'll be the day, won't it, folks? Set a pattern, he said. Let's build partnerships with the Republicans. He says, we don't have any more time. The question is time. We don't have more time for investigations. We need to roll up our sleeves and get to work. General Shinseki needs to go, he says. Now, he goes on to say, $1 billion the taxpayers of this country have paid out recently for medical malpractice in VA hospitals because the VA cut off the wrong arm, the wrong leg, the wrong testicle, removed the wrong kidney, and so forth. $1 billion. He says, time is my concern. That's why I was so disturbed with the president. We don't have any more time for any more investigations. Then finally he goes on to quote Jesus. He says, no, Jesus's famous quote, greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for a friend. That's what these veterans, many of them, have done for us, he said. We should give our veterans the respect they deserve. This is what Congressman Scott said. As I said, go on YouTube and listen to his speech. It is worth your time. Well, that is the opinion of this Democrat congressman from Georgia, but it is the opinion of a lot of people. This scandal seems to be sticking. Seems to be sticking because even though the mainstream media wants to kill it, the local affiliates don't. Local affiliates across the country are sending reporters out to the various VA hospitals in their area asking questions and checking. It doesn't seem to want to go away. Everybody knows a veteran. Everybody feels for them, and they're suffering during this time. Even some Democrat senators and congressmen. At least that's the way it seems to me, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.